Good evening. Yes, I'm still excited. Holy Spirit, have your way. That is what our apostle have spoken. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. So that means because we're in this apostolic school of ministry, what God speaks to him, we declare it on a daily basis. Then we have an expectation to walk in it. This will be our year of the supernatural, embracing it in a greater dimension. So no wonder, what a wonderful time to be teaching a book called Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Moving in the gifts, not reading about it, moving in the gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Tonight we'll begin our studies in chapter number 5, which is distinguishing, discerning, and judging in the what? Realm of prophecy. Is that right? Okay, I got to make sure. You know, the student look at the book, say, what? Okay. Let's begin. A. Distinguishing between prophesying under the spirit of prophecy and having the resident gift. Those who prophesy under the spirit of prophecy, they are dependent upon an conducive atmosphere or a conducive environment. Now, that's to prophesy. See, those who have the Holy Spirit's mantle, you listening? The spirit of prophecy that comes upon you during the course of a service where the worship is high, right? Right? Then we can all sense that presence. You listening? When that's harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. Because wherever God's presence is, there's a liberty. There's a freedom. You listening? So those who do not have the resident gift in order to prophesy, the resident gift meaning those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't need a conducive atmosphere in order to prophesy. You listening? All you have to do is stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. You understand? Okay, daughter, back to the book. Those with the resident gift are dependent upon their ability to hear and to receive from God. Those who prophesy under the spirit of prophecy, they do not prophesy as regularly as those who operate or those who function in the resident gift. Why? Because one is waiting on an atmosphere to become conducive for a move of the Spirit to come upon them. Oh, Lord. Those with the resident gift has the power to activate. You see the difference? You're not waiting on an atmosphere. You are the atmosphere. Go ahead, daughter. Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy, they prophesy under a different lower level of prophetic anointing. A different lower level. That's not to diminish the work of the Spirit. That is to cause the believer to what? Want to go to another level. I don't need to be at the lowest level when there's another level waiting on me. I don't want a well of water when I can have a river. I don't need to settle for a river when I can have an ocean. Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 said, the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. You listening? Did you catch it? Go as deep as you want to. Go as wide as you want to. Go as long as you want to. You listening? Yes, sir. Go ahead, daughter. Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy, they are learning to move in the prophetic anointing. It is at this level that the church members, they can learn to move into the operation of prophecy. In other words, all can learn to prophesy. Remember, prophesying does not make you spiritual or give you a spiritual honor badge. It's your inheritance. It's a gift. Last I checked, gifts are received. You listening? But this gift, or the gift of prophecy, you listening? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. You listening? But you don't turn him on. He move you. And once you learn to flow with him, you can stir him up in you. Go ahead. Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy, they can develop the prophetic flow until it becomes a resident gift. In other words, through practice, I grow. I desire more. Then I get filled. Then I learn how to store up. The scriptures teach us being filled with the Holy Ghost. So your initial evidence of being filled and speaking with other tongues is one level. But Paul say praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication. Here it goes, in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You can't pray in the spirit if you're not filled with the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there y'all go. Go ahead.
This happens by
observing the following. Becoming more sensitive to the inner workings and to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's communication with the Holy Spirit. Prophesying more regularly. Thus stirring up the gifting. And creating an atmosphere of faith for yourself. That is participation in faith. Associating. Fellowshipping with the prophetic minister. In other words, surrounding yourself with those who flow and function. You understand? You be around an apostle, you'll want to prophesy. Oh, that's okay. Go ahead. Associating and fellowshipping with the prophetic ministers and working with them. That's association with others. And removing setbacks of fear and ignorance and knowing or learning how to move more frequently into the prophetic realm. This information deals with what we have in our minds of revelation. But revelation. All right. Go back to the beginning of that. There we go. Information deals with what we have in our minds. But revelation deals with what we have in our spirits. This is called revelation truth teaching. You listening? That's why the whole kingdom of God, the whole spectrum of the kingdom is built on revelation knowledge. And all revelation knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit who reveals. What does he reveal? All things, even the deep things of God, all secrets, all mysteries are unlocked through intimacy and fellowship with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
B. Distinguishing between
the gift of prophecy
and a prophet's ministry.
And a prophet's ministry.
The
The simple gift of prophecy has often been confused with the ministry of the prophet. All who prophesy are not prophets. Hear me clearly. All who prophesy are not prophets, but all prophets must prophesy. You got that? Can't believe we walk around here calling yourself a prophet and you don't function in, they got four gifts. That's primary in a prophet's ministry. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Discerning of spirits, and the gift of prophecy. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Three of those gifts were what? Revelational. One of them was a mouth gift. Why? Because those revelational gifts flow or piggyback on prophecy. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. The gift of prophecy is one of the gifts
of the Holy Spirit
to equip the believer
for effective service.
Whereas the ministry of the prophet is one of the ministry gifts of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an ascension gift. As a matter of fact, it's one of the gifts of the fivefold graces. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Those five graces. 1/5 apostle, 2/5 prophet, 3/5 teacher, 4/5 evangelist, 5/5 pastor. Yeah, y'all got lost? I know I didn't do it any way you thought. Because I went from Ephesians 4 to 1 Corinthians 12, 27, 28. The order in which they were set. Jesus gave the apostles, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. But God set them in the body as it pleased him. And so he set them in the body, A-P-T. Why? He wants you to be apt. If you get the gifts out of place, you become inept. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead. The ministry of the prophet is one of the ministry gifts of Christ, which sets the believer into their specific ministry functions in relation to the body of Christ. That means the prophet ministry is very important.
That's right, that's right.
All through the scriptures, apostles and prophets work together. I said the whole church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's Ephesians 2, 20. The first gift that Jesus gave is the apostle. The first gift that God set was the apostle. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus was training disciples or learners. All night in prayer, he comes down and he chooses 12 who he ordained to be apostles. I wonder who called the names to him. Go ahead. The gift in Romans chapter 12. These are called motivational gifts. They are basic gifts that motivate and mobilize the believer for service. Motivational gifts. They notice this word, motivational gifts are spiritual inclinations. What does that mean? I know this is working on the inside of me. I'm a giver. I love to give. But I have to do it with simplicity according to the scripture. Go ahead.
The motivational gifts,
they are for the building up
of the individual.
They build up who? The individual believer. When you function in your rightful place, it's like working your muscles. Don't you target muscles that you work on?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
I hope you don't have no dumbbell sitting on your head. Okay, go ahead.
The gifts in 1 Corinthians 12.
The gifts that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. They are charismatic gifts. What is that? They are endowments. They are gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but who? The same Spirit. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
And they empower.
And they empower.
And, equip the believer.
And they equip the believer.
For service.
For supernatural service.
These gifts.
They are resident operations
of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit. Notice, resident operations of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 12:4 teaches us something very important. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God which worketh what? All in all. Did you notice that the Holy Ghost, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father, the entire Godhead, is involved in the operation of spiritual gifts? Go ahead.
The charismatic gifts
are for the building up of who? Others. So we got to go past building up ourselves. Go ahead. The gifts that are listed in Ephesians 4:11 and again in 1 Corinthians 12:27-28. They are what? Ministry gifts.
They are gifts of Christ.
They are gifts of Christ
that ordain
and anoints the believer. To function in a specific
dimension
in Christ's ministry.
These gifts,
they are lifestyles and they are life messages and they are life examples of the resurrected Lord. So the resurrected Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, stood in all fivefold ministry offices. You listening?
Yes, sir.
All five.
Yes, sir.
He's called the apostle. You listening? He was called the prophet. You know, I don't have time to go to all these scriptures, but in Hebrews 3, he is the apostle of our confession. You listening?
Yes,
and St. John 4, the woman at the well says, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet."
Mm-hmm.
Again, in Acts chapter 7, Stephen preaching said, a prophet like unto Moses, God would raise up.
Yes.
That prophet was Christ.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We know he was a teacher because Nicodemus said, no man could. We know that you are a teacher that come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. You listening? We know he was an evangelist because an evangelist packed a miracle ministry.
Yes.
The first miracle that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee was turn water into wine. And in St. John 2:11, it said, when he did this miracle, he manifested forth his glory. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The ministry gifts.
They are for the building up of the what?
Church.
For the perfecting of the saints, to do the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the what? Unity of the faith. Now there's something key you need to understand here. What does prophecy do? It's for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Isn't it something? All fivefold ministries should be functioning in the simple gift of prophecy. Oh, y'all, I won't talk. You'll get that in another class. Go ahead.
The gift of prophecy
is only one of the manifestations
of the Holy Spirit.
Whereas the ministry of the prophet
is inseparable
from the person. Did you hear that? Go ahead. Prophesying refers to the gift, but prophet refers to the man, the person. You listening? If you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. But you can't receive the man and the mantle if you despise him. Go ahead. All are exhorted to covet the gift of prophecy, but not to be prophets. It's all right to desire, to covet, to prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than the one who just speak in tongues. If you just speak in tongues, you're only edifying yourself. But when you prophesy, you are building up the entire community. You listening? But you covet to prophesy. You can't covet to be a prophet. Because to be a prophet is a call. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee and I ordained thee to be a prophet to the nations. See, y'all, you know, see, y'all mixed up in your theology. You don't one day get flipped off of a boat and become something. No, from your mother's womb, this is what you were sent to do. That's why it's a call. Because if you sent, you're going to hear the call. But here's another deal. Many be called, but few are chosen. Why? Because maybe you don't want to go through all the training necessary for you to function as you should. You need to be connected to an apostle so your prophetic mantle can be released. You need to be connected to an apostle so your evangelistic ministry can be released. You need to be connected to an apostle so your pastoral ministry can be released. You need to be connected to an apostle so that your teacher gift can be released in its fullness. They were not designed to work apart. There's not five Jesuses. They were designed to function as one. It's only in the church we allow these gifts to be separated when they're supposed to function as one. Yes, there are ranks, but a rank don't mean you get in pride. The rank is for the function and to carry out God's agenda and purpose. Okay, back to the lesson. Go, daughter. The gift of prophecy is restricted to edification, exhortation, and comfort. While the prophet's prophetic anointing covers edification, exhortation, and comfort, and the following. Prophets are full of revelations of the past, present, future, and the realms of the spirit. Y'all got it? Past, present, future, and what? Realms of the spirit. You want me to break it down? Huh? The word of wisdom will deal with the future. All future things have to deal with the word of wisdom. You listening? Certain facts that are in the mind of God, past and present, is the word of knowledge. Are you listening? We're talking about the three revelational gifts. The discerning of spirits is not discerning people. It's discerning in the realm of the spirit. Only. I said only. You listening? It's dealing only in the supernatural realm of the spirit. You listening? Important to take note of that. You listening? And those gifts flow on the prophecy gift. Go ahead, daughter. The prophet's prophetic anointing covers counsel of the ways and workings of the Holy Spirit, directions and guidance into the plans and purposes of God and predictions of the future plans, purposes, and even what? Judgments of God. See, we're not used to that. But in the scriptures, when the prophet would show up, they would ask him a question. Do you come peaceably? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead. Mighty and higher gifts are necessary to place a person into the prophetic ministry. Why? Because it distinguishes him or her from being regular. That's why it's the Holy Spirit and his gifts. Because these divine markings tell you that's who that person is. Oh, y'all won't talk. Y'all won't talk. The Kansas City Chiefs coming down here to New Orleans to play in the Super Bowl. All of the haters who hate winners, mad. Why do people hate on winners? We tired of them winning. Well, what you want them to do, lose? All Jesus ever did was win, 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 win. And people are hating, 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 hating. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You won't talk about the Chiefs no more. Go ahead. These four gifts. Somebody said, that must be his team. You know. Go ahead. These four gifts must be in constant operation in a prophet's life. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and prophecy. The gift of prophecy comes well down the list in the order of importance among what? Spiritual gifts as listed in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verses 4 through 11, the ones you should be meditating. Go ahead. Whereas the prophetic ministry is second among the list of ministries in both places. That shows the accuracy of the Holy Spirit who moved upon men to write that book. Go ahead. See. Discerning and judging. Prophecies and revelation. Discerning and judging prophecies and revelation. Only the prophecy of Scripture is perfect and infallible. However, this type of prophetic revelation has ceased. In other words, no other Bible's being written. Y'all got that? You can't add to the Word of God, and you can't take away from the Word of God. And the Word of God is incapable of error. You listening to me? Now, if you don't rightly divide the Word, error can occur. You listening? Because nowhere in the Bible does it say speaking in tongues went out with the last apostle. Who read that to you? Who told you that craziness? Just because they went to the cemetery don't mean you have to believe them. Oh, I'm sorry, seminary. I don't want to mess with everybody training. Just because you went to the seminary don't mean you qualify to come tell somebody about speaking in tongues is not for the day. That's like you walking up to me tonight and saying that Rolex watch is not yours. I bought it. Go ahead. The fact that prophecy today is open for judgment proves its present imperfect state. In other words, if prophecies have to be judged, that means they're not infallible. That's right. And failure proof. That's right. They got to have something to run up against. The canon of scripture. Yeah. So the parking lot prophets can cease. And the telephone prophets can cease. And the intercessory prayer warrior prophets can cease. Who always have a prophecy about your husband. Nobody won't talk. Y'all been in these meetings? Why you won't look at me? I know a lot of people got in trouble listening to somebody, prophesy to them. How that's going to be your husband and he married to that person over there? To the lesson.
Number one. The first reason
for judging prophecy is because of the imperfect state of the channel through which it what? Through which it comes or through which is flowing through. 1 Corinthians 13:9. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. The gift itself is pure, holy, and perfect. But the water that flows out from our tap also carries with it the impurities and imperfections of the tap. What? Go ahead. The purity of the prophecy depends upon the degree of yieldedness and sensitivity of the vessel to God. You listening? That's why giving ourselves to God is more important than anything else. Huh? I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, here it goes, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or your spiritual service. Huh? That has to deal with what? My body. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That what? That you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So without the transformation of my soul, you listening? I can't prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. As a matter of fact, I can't present my body because my mind out of whack. My body can only do what my mind tell it can do. Y'all kind of quiet. Your body not making no movements without your mind. You don't just pick up and eat. Thank you. You never thought of it. Yeah. What? Yeah. You never pick up and eat. You get a signal. Oh, yeah, my body told me. Your body communicated with your mind. Y'all don't want to talk. Okay, you don't believe me. So let me help you. The doctor give you a pill. Say, take it 3 times a day. Do your body say, it's time to take your pill? Somebody say, yeah, when it's hurting. But we got to tell you, eat the word 3 times a day. And your body not hurting. Go ahead, daughter. We do not know in what spiritual stage the person is when they are prophesying. Thus, for our own safety, we need to discern and judge the prophecies given according to the canon of Scripture. Go ahead. Number two, the second reason for judging prophecy it's because the New Testament prophets, they are functioning and they are operating differently to their Old Testament counterparts. Old Testament prophecies that were given through the prophets, they became the canon of Scriptures. New Testament prophecies, they are judged today on the basis of that canon of Scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verses 20 and 21, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 gives us clear indications that the New Testament experience involves judging, discerning, and retaining only that which is good. Now, I'm going to read that for you tonight because some of y'all don't even know what it say. So turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 20 and 21. Oh, despise not prophesying. Don't despise a divine utterance from God. Oh, it must not only be said, this is from God. It must be proven. Prove how many things? Okay, prove all things. No, some of y'all just take what people say. The Lord said, how you know? Did you judge it? Did it confirm? Oh, or did it guide you? Go ahead. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. 1 John 4 and 1 says, beloved, 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 believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Is that good enough for you? Because anybody walk up to y'all with I'm a prophet. You, oh, yeah, okay. You have a word for me? Yeah. Go to a good apostolic and prophetic ministry that's going to teach you better. Because you don't look for a word. If you look for a word, you're going to get a word that God didn't send to you.
That's right.
My God. Yes, sir. Look at y'all. You want a sure word of prophecy? Meditate the scripture. Notice I didn't say read. I say meditate. Because when you meditate the scripture, you get a Holy Spirit a chance to speak to you out of the scripture. Go ahead.
This process
matures the believer
as he continually learns
to choose that which is good, discern that which is holy, and live by that which proceeds from the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, Matthew 4:4, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Go ahead. That's it for tonight. We'll pick up with this in our next session. Enjoy a great evening.